This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Tom Waits once said that there's no devil. It's just God when he drinks. You know what I'm saying? You ever think then, if God drinks, then he might get stoned? Look at a platypus. I think you think he might. You think there's God going, okay. Let's take a beaver.
Okay.
Okay. Put on a duck's bill. Hey, I'm God. What are you going to do? Hey, hey. Okay. He's a mammal, but he lays eggs. Hey, Darwin.
Yeah.
There you go. Because nature does that. Nature has no rules. It has no rules at all. Every time you think there's a rule for nature, it goes, no, no, I'm out of here. If we take the planet out, if we blow this earth to death, we're gone, nothing. Nature will go, I'm back. That's what spring is. Every spring, every animal has that look in their eyes like, yeah. Flowers like Barry White going, oh, baby, give me your hairy stamen now. That's why your dog looks at you like, listen, man, you got a choice. Okay? I can either hump your leg or leave the house. It's up to you. Your choice. Basically, it's that urge. It's springtime. It's nature crying out, let's party. It's time to go wild and do the dance of love.
It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gas station. It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the gas station.
It is time for the bees to fly and to buzz. And I actually saw them yesterday, you know. The bees, I saw them. I saw the bees, but I mean the moths. They are out. Last night I saw the first moth. Dit was een van die eerste mooikies. Daar was nie klomp saam met hom nie. Hy het 'n rugsakkie gehad en 'n teekie en 'n sandwichie, want hy was een van die eerstes wat nou uitgegaan het in die aand, want hulle weet dit is nou 1 September naby. En ag, dit was so sweet. So it's like spring. Springing. Hallo, ouwe. How are you?
Who?
You.
Me.
Pity.
Hi.
Bernard. Bass.
Hoe gaan dit?
Bangle. Gaan het goed?
Baie goed.
Ons het jou 'n lang tyd nie hier gesien nie.
Ja, en dit is so heerlik om vir die eerste keer terug te wees en dan vir Robin se stem te hoor. 'N Mens mis hom.
Wie is Robin?
Robin Williams.
Wow.
Ek en hy is so. So, ons is op first name.
Okay.
Ons gebruik nie vanne nie. Wel, het was so. Het is nie meer nie, ongelukkig.
Hy antwoord nie meer sy WhatsApps nie, ne?
Hy reply nie meer
nie. Nee. So, hoe gaan het met jou televisiereeks?
Nee, dit gaan glad nou nie meer nie. Hy is nou klaar.
Is hy nou alweer?
Hy is nou klaar.
Oh,
ja, dit het so vinnig gegaan. Ek kan nie geloof, dit is oor en verby nie, maar dit was amazing gewees. Die respons was stunning. So, ja, ons hou vingers krast en bene en tone en alles wat gekruis kan word
dat julle aangaan.
Laat ons 'n tweede season kan kry, want ons het 'n amazing idee vir 'n tweede season.
Al klaar.
Waar ek nou nog nie kan uitbrei nie.
Nee, moenie, maar dan gaan iemand dit steel, né?
Ek weet, ja.
Dit is die industrie waar almal steel.
Jy sien.
That's good. En julle het goeie feedback gekry en
baie goeie en daar was slegtes ook.
Nee, maar dit
het nie slegtes ook. Ek het regtig gegiggel vir meeste van hulle. Daar's een doos gewees wat net so simpel was.
Mm.
Maar die meeste was regtig lagwekkend. Die een vrou wat skryf, hoe kan via normale mense blootstel aan sulke twak? Ek het 3 keer gekots. Nou dog ek met myself, Tannie, hoekom hou jy nie opkyk na die eerste keer wat jy kots nie?
Exactly.
Hoekom hou jy aankyk
en kots 3 keer?
Nog 2 keer?
Ja, maar jy sien, dit is die verkeerde tipe van negatieve kritiek. Wat ja. ek daarmee bedoel is, dit is niks meer wat jy hoef oor te worry nie.
Nee,
dis nie iemand wat sê, hi, I'm from Netflix, your editing sucks, cock sound,
ja.
a fuck up of a structure. It's not like that.
Ja, ek moet
dis
sê,
net mense wat wil quotes.
Ja, well, daar's nêrens gewees sulke technical kritiek nie.
Ja, ja.
Critic. Ja, so,
critic. Dit is 'n Engelse kriek.
Het ek nie gesê kritiek nie?
Critic. O, oh, okay. En jy het gesê critic.
Dis maar my accent.
Jy kry nou accent natuurlik.
Ek het nou accent. Ek het nou accent.
Hallo Rian, het jy accent?
Nee, I don't have one. I'm telling you.
Restaurant accent.
Bietjie oosie, né? So, everything well with you, Rian?
Baie, baie goed, dankie, Kasper. En met jou?
Dit gaan goed. Ek is... Nee, dit gaan nie goed nie. Ek weet nie, ek is nie lekker meer nie. Ek het pyn in my rug, people. Ek weet nie waar vanaan ek dit kom nie. En ek het... my maag is nie lekker nie. I think it's time to go to the hospital for my baby. I think so. But for the rest, no problem. En Rian, gaan ons voort met ons dansery vandag?
Yes, ons gaan voort vandag. Vandag het ons 'n baie spesiale gas. Hy gaan pole dancing vir ons doen. So ons het nou al twee gehad.
Ja. Yeah?
Twee dames gehad wat die was. So ons het nou vir die eerste keer 'n man wat nou gaan.
Ek het nog nie 'n man sien pole nie behalwe miskien in 'n show. Jy weet, so Circus Soleil or whatever, daai tipe ding, maar ek het nog nooit 'n man dit nou sien doen nie.
Ek het actually nie gedink dit is regtig moontlik of mooi nie, totdat ek hom dit sien doen het.
O, regtig?
Toe het ek besef, dis heeltemal 'n ander tipe skill level, want 'n man is nou obviously baie meer natuurlik sterker as 'n vrou.
Natuurlik, so hy kan ander dinge doen.
Ja, hy kan baie meer kompleks moves doen, wat ek nog nie die naam voor ken nie, so.
En wat is sy naam?
Patrick.
Is he here?
He's right next to me.
Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Kasper.
Are you warmed up for your pole?
I am.
Okay. Why do you do pole dancing? Because is that some of the things you do? Or are you? Did you wake up when you were one and say, Mama, I want to pole dance?
So, yeah, pole dancing is pretty new for me.
Oh.
Yeah,
don't fall, eh?
Pardon?
Don't fall.
I'll try not to.
So when did you start?
I'm 6 days short of 3 months. No, 3 years, 9 months.
Oh, nice. Thank God.
Yeah.
I thought 3 weeks and 1 day. Yeah. Oh, okay. And so have you got like someone who teaches you?
Mm-hmm.
And then is it a lot to do with self-huiswerk?
So do your own practice. So I do have a coach, Vanessa Chatterton.
Hello, Vanessa.
Yeah, she's not here though.
Okay, we can't Chatterton now.
No, we can't Chatterton now. But she's awesome. And she runs the LAF studio. And
LAF, is that Islam?
LAF.
Oh, I thought it's Islam. LAF.
No.
No, you could
have. So, yeah. So, I dance with her. I should be practicing at home. I do have a pole at home. But I don't practice as much on there as I should.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, this is going to go live on the internet. So, if you fall down, you can become an internet virus. I know that.
I realize this, yes.
Yeah.
It's quite exciting.
What do we call it? If something goes?
A viral video.
Viral. You can be a viral video.
Yes.
But as you warm up and get ready, what's going to happen is as follows. I'm going to play a message from my friend Adrian in Uitenhage. He sent a new message. I haven't heard it yet. So I don't know what the fuck he's going to say. And then after that, I'm going to play a song. And then we're going to get to you where Bernard will record your laugh.
Great.
Barry, is it fine?
It's fine.
En dan gaan jy uit en dan gaan neem jy vir hom live af. But you can relax, so it's still a while. Let you see where's Adrian's message now. So once in a blue moon, I get a message and he reminds me, he's our own version of, what's that guy we played the other day? De Wet Strauss Nudea. Craig van der Merwe Hall.
Craig de Tournel.
Yeah. But I think our Adrian is funnier. No, because he's ours, maybe. I don't know. But let's have a list.
Hello.
Hello, Adrian.
Amal daar by die Kasper Radio Show.
Hello.
Kasie, vandag wil ek graag met jou praat oor huisvrouens in specifiek te wees. huisvrouens en wat hulle take is. Nou dit mag dalk boring klink, maar die Here hoor my, dit daar is sekere aspekte wat my fokken tot die dood toe irriteer. So eersens glo ek en voel ek dat daar definitief 'n house training program moet wees om sekere vrouens op te lei. Want as 'n man voel dat sy vrou te vertraag is, dat hulle net fokken stuur en sê, weet jy wat, gaan doen daai programmetjie, laat jy weet wat om jou aangaan. Nou, ek voel dat my neighbor definitief so byeenkoms moet fokken bywoon, want die volk weet, sy weet nie om wasgoed op te hang nie. En weet jy, dit is vir my die ergste ding, as ek buite uitloop, by my agterdeur, en dat ek so regs kyk, en ek sien hierdie mamoerse fokken panties wapper, en het lyk soos een van my spaarkamerse kussingslope, wat ek jou vertel, daai ding is so moer groot. En boonop, as die wind opkom, dan lyk het soos een van hierdie windkouse by die uitenaagse lughawe. Ek sou vir jou sê, dit is, ek partykeer verwar ek myself, as ek nou by die Falcon lughawe is, of as ek nou by my agterdeur. Maar dan soek ek, dan paniek ek daar, dan soek ek net 'n bliksemse telefoonboek, want dan wil ek net die munisipaliteit bel en vir hulle sê dat hulle hierdie vrou moet kom aankla, of Falcon iets doen omtrent haar panties wat hier in my gesig wapper. En dit is waaroor ek wil praat, en dit is feitlik dat my ma my geleer het om, jy hang jou panties aan die binnenkant, as jy een van die ronde helikopterige effect van 'n fokken wasgoedlyne het, soos die ou fokken mense, soos die by ons, dan hang jy jou panties aan die binnenkant. Maak jy saak wat sy type wasgoedlyne het nie, ja, jy versteek dit mos al van, want dit is mos privaat. Tensy jy nou fokken daarvan hou jou panties te flont vir allemaal, maar nou ja, laat ek jy verder my bloeddruk opjaag tot en met daai subject nie. Dan wil ek vir my lieflike Dola Betty vra, daar is 'n mannetjie, en julle ken hom allemaal baie goed, hy is een baie bekende designer, ek het niks te noem, hy is 'n lieflike mannetjie, very nice en alles, maar iets wat ek kan verstaan nie, is sy haarstyl. En dit is, liewe Gert Johan Kutsie, die fucking cone effect van 'n kroon wat hy voor by sy kop dra. Dit lyk vir my asof hy nou net van 'n King Cone advertensie afkom. En dit ek kan net nie so lekker verstaan hoe iemand so byenessie kan voor hê nie. Sê net vir my asseblief, wat is daardie haarstyl sodat ek seker maak ek bly weg van dit af. En laastens wil ek met Betty ook weer eens gesels oor sy TV-show My Girl. Baie, baie geluk met jou show, dit is regtig, hy is nou klaar, en dit was nou baie lekker geweest, en ek hoop regtig al kom 'n tweede seisoen uit. Renier was definitief my favorite van die begin af geweest. Pieter het die karakter wat ek baie oormal is. Maar Johan het op die einde vir my uitgekom, en ek het regtig van hom gehou op die einde, want die begin het in my fucking geïrriteer. So ek is regtig spyt, ek het nie eers na die Pink Lurie toe gegaan laas jaar nie, of actually die jaar oor my laas jaar, maar ja, dit is dit, en ek, julle moet 'n lekker naweek hê, en dan gesels ons weer. Toedels! Hallo,
so wat sê ons vir Adrian Betty?
Wel Adrian, ek moet saam met jou stem oor Gert-Johan Kutsie se haarstyl. Dit was nie vir my een van die beste looks nie, maar ek moet hom krediet gee, want daai eenste haarstyl is nou oral te sien in die gay community in Amerika. So, hy was nogals voor sy tyd met daai haarstyl. Dit is nog steeds kak, maar ek meen, ek dink hy het nogal 'n trend geset. Ek dalk het dit iewers gesien en hy het ook nie oors invent nie, maar ek meen, hy het dit gehad 3-4 jaar terug.
Ja.
En dis nou oral te sien.
Maar dit moet lang vat om jouself so in te koun.
Hy het actually hy doen sy hare by ons die Jewaltak in Nicolway.
O, doen hy dit jouself nie?
En hy het ingegaan, ek dink 2 of 3 keer 'n week, en dan het hulle sy hare so gerol, en dan het hy net mooi geslaap. met sy haartjies en dan het hy aangegaan en die bolle losgemaak en gewas en weer gerol. Ja.
Ok, wel ek moet nou nog kyk na die laaste twee Betty Bangles episodes. So herinner my gauw, is Johan die ene van wat ek gesê het lyk soos 'n sekretaresse?
Ja. Ok, ja.
En het ek gesê Renier?
Ja, Renier is die ek doen mos sing live. Want hy ja.
Is dit Riri Roos?
Riri Roos, ja.
Ja. En ja. Dan die ander ene is?
Pieter Jaculani.
O, Jaculani.
Jaculation.
Oh, yes. Ja. Ok, moet niks vir my sê nie, want ek weet nog nie.
Ek sal niks vir jy
sê. Moet niks vir my sê nie. Ek weet nog nie wie het wat gedoen nie. Adrian, dankie. Ja, ek van die huisvrou, ek waardeer jou insette. Ek dink baie mense sal nou, ek dink miskien op Via in die aftye wat Betty nie 'n show het nie, kan ons miskien so 'n reeks hê vir huisvroue. Van wie sal dit aanbied, dink jy?
Ek dink die huisvrouens moet dit self aanbied.
Ja.
Met tips. Ek dink tegnologie, hulle sê mos nou, hulle kan deur webcams in jou huise inspy. Ek dink hulle moet inlok in al die kykers van Via. En dan 'n realiteitsreeks maak van wat daai footage wat hulle kry.
Awesome.
Dit sal ek kyk.
Ja.
Dit sal ek kyk. Ja.
Ja. It's a form of Big Brother.
Ja.
That's ja. Awesome, guys.
Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Hoe kom 'n siepo in die huis?
Ja. Wel, ons gaan nou live na Patrick. Patrick is besig om reg te maak. Wacht, ek gou. Starting. Moet dit nie aftel nie?
Gewoonlik.
Ja, is nie meer nie. Hallo. Wat is jy?
My phone's kan nie meer tel nie. O, is ek nou op kamera?
Jy is nou op kamera?
Mooi sit.
So jy moet nou afneem. Dink jy ek moet hierdie pilletjie uittrek?
Trek maar jou pilletjie.
Ek weet nie of dit 'n verskil maak nie. ek gaan omdraai hier. Hallo mense, julle is op Facebook, maar ook op die Kasper Radio Show waar Patrick gaan op sy paal dans. En dis nie iets wat hy elke dag doen nie. So hy warm op en hy smeer dubbin in. Dan gaan ons uitgaan in Betty Bernard. Want to know who's watching you live? Ja. Swipe left. Wat is dit left?
Ja.
To see the viewers. Live viewers. Oh, we got 30 already. Wow. Hallo julle. Ok, so hierdie gaan nou ook wees.
It's a record.
As hallo Dewald. Ach, ek ken jy. Ek ken jou gesiggie. Hallo Dewald. Dit gaan julle ook later kan sien op die Kasper Facebook.
Kasper de Vries fanpoep. Fanpoep. Facebook.
Maar nou gaan ek omdraai weer.
Dat is Betty.
Hi.
Dat is Betty.
En wys vir ons vir Rian. En dan Betty, as jy kan uitgaan. En dan praat met die 27 kykers.
36 hoor.
36. Yay. Dankie julle. Patrick is besig. Waar is Patrick?
Hy is
reg. Maar wat 'n god. O, daar is hy. Ek dog hy. O, hy het 'n ding is aan. A hoodie.
A hoodie, ja.
Patrick's got a hoodie. Patrick's got a hoodie. Hy is besig om op te warm soos Rocky. Voor sy paal. Wanneer Bernard nou daar uitkom, uiteindelik, maar omdat hy Bernard stap by stadig. dan gaan ons... Hoe God het my gehoor. Dan gaan ons die musiekies begin. So jy kan begin as jy wil en dan gaan Patrick wegval, né?
Okay. Here we go.
Kan jy hoor? Hoe God. O ja. Okay, here we go.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying.
Woo!
I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got a real problem. Some people lot of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord heaven's above.
I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human.
Yay! I'm only human. Did you see Jane sitting there in a prime circle position, eh?
Yeah.
Jane said, oh, any golden circle.
Any golden circle.
Yeah. Oh, that was fantastic, Patrick. I want to say...
Yay!
And I want to say... And I can't say yay again.
This is the Casper Show.
Thank you very, very much, Patrick. That was wonderful. Let's see what the feedback is when the people can see this on the Facebook as a video, because we get a lot of views. Which one so far has had the most views?
Nikita. Nikita's on...
Nikita, is that the burlesque?
No, Nikita was the first pole dancing blonde girl. And she has 9,600 views.
Jesus. Okay, yeah, yeah. Druk post. Ons druk post. Dankie, Betty.
Plezier, man.
En wat jy gedink?
Hy is... fucking sterk in sy arms, hoor.
Daai Paul
het... Toe jy sê, hy didn't pole dance, droeg ek myself, okay, fuck, ek kan dit doen, hoor.
Ja. Daai Paul lyk bietjie dodgy, daar as hy begin skit.
Ja,
ja.
Hy hang so met sy een leg soos 'n orang-outang,
ja.
En hy is ook so bang, hy bliksem neer.
As ja. Hy Paul knak.
Ja.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. I can't wait for our party. I think so far, I think we're going to have a two-day party with all the people that's going to dance.
I think we're going to Cirque du Soleil show opset.
Yes.
Met al die mense.
We can. We can actually charge money.
Ons vra om geld en
no, but then everyone,
ons sit a show op.
No, but everyone would want money then. It would be very difficult to divide.
Dis is hulle prijs, is hulle kan in die show wees.
Ja, dis die prijs natuurlijk.
Ja.
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 Ons sit terug...
Jy gaan baie blootstelling kry.
Ja.
Ja.
Meer bloot as Sterling. Ja. Oh my God. Thanks, Patrick. I've never seen this
Thank you, Patrick.
Before. It was wonderful. And yes, you're right. You do have to have a nimble body for this. You can't come here and look like a rugby player because the pole will fall.
Mm. And you know, we've had 3 pole dancers now. And have you realized the style changes completely?
I'm not that everyone? Into it yet. Tell me.
Yeah, so the style changes, if you go look at it carefully, if you really get into it, you can see the style changes completely from one move to another. And every dancer has their own personality, basically, on the pole.
And you also told me that... I've forgotten something now.
Why?
Also told me
Why?
That
Tell
you've
us.
Got names. You've got names for the positions.
Yes, everyone is. I didn't recognize any of the moves, but yeah, no, there's a name for everyone. So you can write a piece of paper, Superman, and he does it.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I was very impressed. I want to tell you that I can't remember which show it was where I was the last 2 weeks. It was either... in Mykonos, but not the Mykonos here in South Africa, and Paarl, one of the two. There was a guy in the audience. Now, Montel, one is my character, he sings Gay Country in my show. So he sang a song called Scutterball, and he was singing it to Kobus. So this guy came afterwards, and he said, you know what, I'm a singer. I've got a new, and Montel's song is Scutterball, eh? He says, I've got a new CD out, track out called Scutterball, and my name is Kobus. Het was totaal, hy dog, what the fuck, het iemand om opgeset hier vir a joke? Want Montel sing vir Kobus, maar hy sing Scutterball. So that was very funny. And Kobus, I'm gonna, you know what, I'm gonna try and find your song, Kobus, Scutterball. And we will have a listen to that.
Yay.
A bikkie daarvan. Ons kyk net wat so type song is dit, Kobus, want ek het nog nie dit gehoor nie.
Maar dit is kom wat belangrik is, om laat hulle altyd die karakters en storylyne is fiksie en nie relevant met die waarheid nie, altyd opsit in sulke shows. Want my sissie, toe sy op laerskool was, ek weet nie vir die boeke onthou van Benny skop die bal.
Ja.
Benny doen dit.
Ja.
So lees sy uit die boek uit, volgens die juffrou se opdrag.
Ja.
En sy, en van iets van, Benny het iets gesteel. Toes haar een klasmaat, sy naam Benny.
O God.
Toe gaan Benny huis toe.
Ach nee.
En klaar by Benny se mama. En Benny se mama kom skool toe en my sussie word ingeroep en daar's 'n hele hoeha want sy het gesê Benny steel.
Oh, how common.
Ag nee.
Dit is jou VR kyk, dis wat klaar.
Ja. Dis daai klaar mense.
Kan hulle nie dink net nie.
Seker dieselfde persoon ook nog.
Dit is dalk dieselfde persoon
wat al hierdie presies dieselfde persoon wat drie keer gekots het.
Maar ek het nou hierso
Is Kobus met 'n C of 'n K?
K. Hierso, dis die song, dis sy song skat.
O, ek
Maar moet nou die lelike goed sê nie.
Nee, ek sê dit nie.
As die Weskus mis die son en so stadig die straal
Ek kan nie onthou, hy het so gepraat nie.
Ja.
En jy vir my so mooi lyk soos die story uit die prentjie boek Kan het wees dat ek hier langs jou my hart in jou aan kan sit voel ek weer die Weskus in my bloed Druk jou tranen, schatte bol. Heem gloor mij, jij is mijn engel.
So, dis Kobus met Skattebol.
Het is prachtig.
Oh.
En Montel se liekie is a country, gay contrai liekie. So, dis a ander Skattebol oor wat hy sing. Maar, nou ja, dis dit. En daar is ek sanger Kobus, en daar sy liekie Skattebol.
Awesome.
Betty, ek wil iets vir jou gevra het. Wat se kak het jy op Facebook gesit en rug terug oor olifante wat 'n seekoei opeet en sulke walgelike wrede dier video's. Kan jy dit onthou?
Ek.
Ja.
Olifante wat 'n seekoei opeet.
Iets in die lyn. 'n Slang wat 'n kat opeet. Het jy so iets?
Oor dit is 'n slang wat 'n bok gesluk het in 0.4 sekondes. Dit was
Was dit vir jou impressive?
Amazing geweest.
Het jy jou counter move probeer met 'n Burger King?
Ja, ek het verloor.
Ek onthou dit echt nog, maar ek ken jou nie so nie.
Ja, ek sê hierdie diere goeders gewoonlik op Facebook nie.
Yeah.
Ek vrek vir die natuur en ek love diere en goeders, maar vooral nie sikker goed nie, maar dit het meer gegaan oor die spoed. Ek dink die slang het die volgende dag Ek weet nie, soeibrand gehad of something, maar dis ongezond om te vinnig te eet.
Ja, yeah, hy het seker Galveston Plus gekryf homself. Ja,
en die ergste is dan die mense comment op die video was van, dit is gefotoshop. Moet alles in die lewe gefotoshop wees volgens
almal. Ek hoop is 'n leislang wat ons van praat.
Ja, dit is 'n leislang, ja.
Jere, maar eet hy vinnig vir 'n leie.
Ek sal kyk of ek gaan kry vir jou wys. Dit is net, dis insane. Hy, want gewoonlik hulle doen dit stadig. Hulle brek moes hulle kake oop en dan stadig gaan hulle in.
Dis hoe ek ook is.
Hy het daai bok geinhale. Letterlik.
Munchies gehad.
Ek dink so.
Dat hy munchies
gehad. Dis 'n gerookte slangetjie.
Ja.
Wel, jy het gesien, jy vrek vir die natuur, wel, hy bok het ook gevrek vir die natuur.
Dis 'n regte boomslang.
Ja.
Ja, so 'n boom. Hey. Boomslangie. Julle weet natuurlik, dis vandag... wat is dit? Lentedag.
Ja.
Lentedag.
So, Heerlijke lente.
Daar's aan die ander deel van die bol, is dit nou autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Weet julle dit?
Ja.
So, ons wil net sê, by ons is dit nou lente, en ek wil net sê, dat ek love die temperatuur soos dit nou is.
Mm-hmm. Ja. Ja.
Is nog steeds my song. Ja. Hi. Dis like toep toep song. Dis lekker in die dag. Dit is warm en dan moet jy in die koelte bietjie gaan en in die aand is dit heerlik. Ek wens dit wil net so bly. Dink jy daar's 'n plek op aarde wat so 'n temperatuur het soos dit? Like 24 and
dan moet iewers
in the day and then like 8-7 at night.
Ek meen die Nevada is hel dwars hierdie jaar.
Mm.
So daar moet seker iewers wees wat
die hemel is.
Ek sou dink ons is amper op daai selfde lyn want dis as jy afgaan is dit koud en as jy middel toe gaan is dit warm in die trope.
Yeah.
So daar waar ons is, is seker maar die naaste.
But think November, December, jare dan se dwaar.
Nee, ons kan nie op 'n lekker lyn wees nie.
4 maande se hel.
Ja.
Maar nou wat Augustus sonder die winde nou. Ag my, ons is altyd klaar net, daar's altyd iets. Ek wou iets gevra het vir een van julle, maar kan nie meer onthou wat nie. O, dit was oor 1 September. Jesus. Wag, ek moet my papiertjie kry.
Het julle geweet dat vandag is die sterfdag van King Louis the 14th?
Nee,
nee.
King Louis the 14th.
Wie was hy?
72 jaar lang koning. Hoe lang is Lizzie bus? Sy 60. So Lizzie het nog 'n tydjie om te gaan, maar Louis het begin as 'n babietjie, so dat hy
was hy koning as 'n babietjie?
Ja, hy het youth gehad
en so iets. Ja.
Ja. Hy was jong. Hy was net 8 jaar oud toe hy koning was.
So fokus hy honger was dit iemand gekak.
Ja.
Hoekom?
Want konings as hulle kwaad is dan
o, jy bedoel so. Ja. O nee, ek sien letterlik iemand nou kak op 'n toilet. O, jy bedoel doodgaan. Ja, nee, ja. Hulle was so. Jy het 'n kakkie meer daar gehad en dan kap jy met sy kop af.
Klei pampoen in die mama, maak haar dood.
Ja, ja maak haar dood. En hulle het altyd, die konings het altyd hulle beste vertrouwelinge, raadgevers, en dan 20 jaar later, dan word hulle koppe afgekap. Want die ou het nou iets gesê wat die koning nou nie meer van hou nie, maar hy is sy vertrouweling. Heere, dit moet 'n ongemaklike posisie wees.
Ja. Ek dink jy is op jou senuwees die heel dag.
Ja.
Ek sal nie vir my wil raad gee nie. Moet ek inval?
Hoe voel jy?
ja, hoe voel jy? Sê vir ons. Ek voel lus. So jy sê vir ons, jy is lus om in te val. Ja. Ok. Wel, daar is die antwoord. Verskoon my.
Kan jy dink as
ek gaan uitval?
As die koning vra, hoorie, dink jy ek het bietjie gewig opgetel? Wat gaan jy dan vir ons sê?
Nee, ek het.
Ja. Nee, ek het kak oë. My oë verswak. En weet julle wat? Paar jaar gelede, nê, op hierdie dag het wêreldoorlog, nee, ek dink nou in Engels en ek praat nou, World War 2 het vandag begin.
Wêreldoorlog.
Ja. 1939, Pole, gepraat van Pole dance, die Pole het gedans vandag, toe Hitler ingerol met die staal kastele van hom.
Okay. Ek lees nou die dag, hoe waar dit is, weet ek nie. Toes daar so fotootjie van Hitler met sy snorrietjie, en toes daar so iets van, in die Eerste Wêreldoorlog is daar a Duitser gered deur Brit of something. En dit was nou kamstig hy gewees.
Ek nee, dit is, ek dink dit is a urban legend. Wat ek wel weet.
Maar as dit hy is, nie moet daai Brit se hele nageslag gestraf word.
Wat ek wel weet is dat die Britse minister en Adolf het in die 30's gemeet. Toe kom hulle achter dat hulle moes 10-1 teenoor mekaar gewees het in die trenches op 'n stadium. Dat hy in die Duitse kant in die trench was in sy World War 1 en die minister in die Engelse kant. En so toe het mense vir hom gesê, well, why didn't you shoot him? And you know, as a joke. Yeah. You know. Maar ek weet nie of hy regtig gered is nie. Maar ek dink as mens kon teruggaan en jy kon sy ma weet omruim met 'n stoomroller, dan was daar seker maar weer 'n ander ou wat kak ongejaag het.
Ja.
Kyk nou het jy vir hierdie man, snaakse man met Noord-Korea.
Kim Jong-un.
Ja,
Kim Jong-un.
Ja. Nou is hy weer nie, ek weet nie, ek, dit is vir my te veel mense.
Kap een kop af en dan kom maar weer twee op, iewers.
Ja, gepraat van koppe, dit is iemand sy verjaarsdag, Gloria Estefan.
Oh,
Gloria, we know you're listening to the Casper Radio Show. You're WhatsApping me every day. Can you make it fewer times, please? Gloria, happy birthday. I don't know why I speak like that. Maybe I think you will understand. Now, you, how long young do you think she is now today?
Ek dink sy is 68.
Yes, is nie. Gloria sal jou kop laat afkap.
Dank vader, sy is nie koning nie.
Gloria is 60 vandag.
Okay.
Sy is op pensioen nou.
Nee, ek het maar net ingegaan met 'n willeraai, want as jy kyk na hoe mense lyk, ek meen, Bet is 71, ja, ook 71, en Sjoer is 71, en die mense is op pad uit, maar hulle lyk stunning.
Maar met Sjoer sal mys nooit weet nie.
Ja.
Daar is nie 'n kans dat jy...
Maar mys sal weet, dit is daar opgeskryf hoe oud sy is.
Sy lyk great.
Maar, ja, mys betwyfel dit. En dan sien jy foto's van Woodstock en alles, dan was sy daar by al die goeders.
Ja.
En dan kom jy achter, okay, sy is ook uit.
Hulle is vampires.
Ek dink sy, maar rarig, is het net ek wat nou ou foto's kyk van Cher, en dan dink, what the fuck? dat sy actually by daai events was daai jare terug. Is dit net ek wat so dink
of van die wêreldoorlog?
Dit letterlik
sy gesing vir die troepe.
Ja.
Ja. Sy het gehelp om twee van elke dier in die ark te kry.
Ja.
Ja.
Sy was op Dunkirk se strand.
Maar haar plastic surgeon is amazing.
Hy is, want dit lyk nie dit
sy lyk amazing. Ek weet nie as sy die ligte afsit of alles dan in mekaar vou soos 'n fucking kampstoeltjie nie.
Ek dink sy onder haar wigs, dit maak sy hare, want dis hoekom sy wigs dra is, want sy maak haar eie hare in 'n pony vas, 'n baie tight pony.
Die haartjies wat sy het.
Want as sy hom losmaak.
Dan sy daai fucking heks van Game of Thrones.
Ja.
Skinner. So ons het 4 weke van skeer en skinner gemis. Vertel vir ons, is daar enige nuus op die front van die homo's?
Daar is inderdaad, het julle skeer en kinders gemis.
Verskriklik. Skeer en kinders. Ja. Ons het dit vreeslik gemis.
Nee, fok.
Klink so fok in Rooms-Katolieke radio.
Ja.
En nou, skeer
ons die kinders.
Skeer ons kinders.
Kom, staan een rij, ons skeer nou kinders. Okay, kom, ons gaan aan. Daar is een dorpie in Amerika met die naam Hell.
Wat?
Ek zweer. Sy naam is Hell. Welcome to Hell.
Hell.
En nou het hulle 'n nuwe burgemeester gekry. En hy's gay. Mm. En hy besluit toe, wel, hy het groot geword met dit in sy ore, altyd gesê van, ja, gay people's going to hell.
Okay.
Nou bly hy in hel, en nou is hy die burgemeester van hel. Toe besluit hy, well, fuck dit. Die strydmense gaan nie hel kry nie. Toe sit hy 'n ban op. Teen strijdmense in die dorpie hel.
A band, hoe bedoel jy?
Dan mag nie nuwe strijdmense. Hy sê die mense wat nou daar is, wat strijd is, kan bly.
En die res moet fok of?
Die res is nie welkom.
Wat?
Maar, die wat daar reeds is, moet asseblief deur 'n hulle gaan deur 'n sielkundige program gesit word.
Laat met wat gate te kry.
Om hulle te convert. Dis 'n straight conversion.
Hy het daai sin vir hom.
Ja, maar ongelukkig is hy dieselfde dag impeached.
Oh no.
Ja. So hy is nou nie meer.
Is hy in 'n peach nou?
Hy is nou in 'n peach.
Oh, die ou is in die perskus.
Ja. Maar hy sê dit gaan hom nie stop teen sy presidentsiële kampanje nie.
Nee,
so ek dink hy gaan run vir president.
Ja.
En ek sal hom steun.
Hoe heiliglike dinge gaan, dink ek hy staan 'n kans.
Absoluut.
Die upgrade.
No. Dis 'n lekker song, wat is dit?
Dit is RuPaul. Welcome to hell.
Lekker. Wel, sommer op daai noot, letterlik, Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, you're talking my language, ja?
Ja, ek kan dit nie glo, ek praat oor dit nie. Maar, hulle dink daaraan om 'n Amerikaanse weergawe te doen.
Oh my god, met wat?
Met die Amerikaners.
Ja, maar ek bedoel, soos elke provinsie of wat?
Ja, so dit gaan wees Eurovision USA. Wat my simpel is, want daar is nou reeds, hulle is nou besig om te skiet, hy begin nou sometime, Eurovision Asia.
Ah.
So, hulle...
Maar die hero daarin is so al
maar dis die ding, ek meen, dit...
Asia was, Vision.
Dis wat, ek dink die competitie special gemaakt het, was Europa. Ja. Nou is Australië al klaar deel.
Nou wil allemaal het doen, ja.
En nou wil hulle dit verkoop soos franchise, as idols. En dan gaan het nie meer... Daai unieke ding wees nie.
It's got to stay exclusive Eurovision Song Contest member board.
So, ek dink bel iemand. Bel vir Sher. Sê sy moet haar week opsit en gaan praat met iemand.
Sorry, dis nie Sher nie. Ek Gloria Estefan. Ja, ek gaan haar bel. Dis nog steeds RuPaul.
Dis nog steeds mooi. Ja. So, Disneyland Paris.
Oh, wie's gay?
Oh, niemand. Hulle hou ook per nie van ons nie. So is daar 'n 3-jarige seentjie wat mal is oor Elsa van Frozen.
Ja.
En toe wil sy ma hom surprise vir sy derde verjaarsdag.
Ja.
Met 'n prinses party by Disneyland Paris.
Van Elsa prinses.
Ja.
Ja.
Toe sê Disneyland Paris, nee jammer, op hierdie stadium kan ons nie 'n prinses party vir 'n seentjie hou nie.
Wat sy hom in 'n rokkie aangetrek het?
Ja.
O, God.
Ja, want dit is wat hy wou doen. En sy wil hom nie, rokkies wil hy dra. En,
Okay, maar sy is lekker liberal.
Sy is lekker liberal, ja.
Dis het Disney, no, oh, no, no, no.
Ja, dis nie wat ons doen nie.
Oh, no, no. Police Disney, en, you're so gay in any case Disney.
Exactly, maar toe sy nou kak en hare en alles in die media, en nadat nou 'n hoo-ha gemaak is, toe kom hulle en sê, o nee, ons is so vreeslik jammer, dit is daai staff member.
Fokken homofoob.
Se fout gewees.
Oh my god.
Toe vind ek myself nou, hoekom het hulle altyd, daar is altyd staff membership probleem.
Ja, ja, nou
kak,
sy,
man,
ja.
Dis hulle reels dis gewees. Dis
die policy, ja.
En nou, nou daar is nou scapegoat, so dis nou die eense probleem.
Hoe sê mys ek is jammer in Frans?
Ah, ek weet nie.
Ek kan nie, ek weet,
ek weet nie.
I am sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Maar die beste is in hulle verskoning en alles wat die, die, press release of wat hulle uitgestuur het oor dit, nêrens staan daar, kom asseblief, laat ons die party hou nie.
Ja, ons gee het nou vir julle, op
ja,
ons.
Glad nie, daar staan net, jammer, dit was een fout gewees, sy moes het nie gesê het nie, maar nêrens staan daar, kom asseblief, laat ons dit vir jou doen nie, nêrens.
She's flambéed, she's fired.
Dit is een beautiful park, ek was al daar gewees. Is
ek
al, staan nie.
Ek was een keer daar en ek was toe dieselfde vakantie was ek na Park Asterix en Obelix.
Oh.
Dis ook daar naby.
Ja, ons moes kies tussen die twee.
Nee. Totally different.
Well, okay.
Ja. Dis Disney is magic en Asterix en Obelix is meer like nostalgic.
Wow. Ek was spyt ek het nie Disney toe gegaan toe ek in LA was nie. Dat ek Six Flags gedoen het waarop ek niks kan ry nie.
Oor om te jou keer om dit hulle kan nie die fucking rimpie vasmaak om jou maag nie.
Ja,
well, ek dink jy lyk mooi.
Baie dankie Rian. Baie dankie.
Moment. Nie.
Ja, moment. Moment. Dis nog my interessante nuus. Ek weet nie of jy ooit gehoor het van Jim Walker. Hy's 'n weatherman vir Fox News gewees.
Ja.
Hy is nou nie meer nie. Die laaste 19 maande.
Okay.
Hy het sy goed gevat en geloop nadat die baas van Fox News gesê het hy hou nie van hom nie. Maar ook in dieselfde tyd is sy partner dood. So die lewe het hom bietjie kak hanteer alles en hy doen nou gay porn.
Van die weer af.
Hy is van die weer af. Hy doen nou gay porn en Jesus. Hy doen moerse goed.
Really, maar is hy mooi?
Hy is uit 'n mooi lyf. Okay. Hy het 'n mooi lyf. Hy's 'n aantreklike ou.
Ja.
Hy's 'n silver fox. Hy's 'n
so
silver fox.
Hy het vir mense gewys waar die koue fronte vandaan
ja,
kom. En
ja.
Nou is hy self in 'n bed en hy word in sy tornado gewaai.
Ja.
Gevang.
Sy hurricane tunnel.
In sy wind tunnel. Ja.
Dit is amazing.
Dit is amazing, ja.
Ja.
So ja, hy was letterlik down in the dumps. Hy sê hy was op sy einde. Hy het glad nie lus gehad vir enigiets verder nie, veral na sy partner dood is nie en nou te weer lus vir die lewe.
Oh, sy.
Onthou jy ons het so weer man in Afrikaans wat so lyk soos amper soos 'n seeleeu. So lang oom.
Ek kyk glad nie weer nie.
Ek kyk nie weer nie.
Ek kyk glad nie weer nie. Ja, imagine hy doen porn. O ja. So snaakse oom. Dit is so vir alle weermanne daar buite, jou drome kan waar word. Jou drome kan nat word, as jy net hard genoeg daaraan werk. Nog?
En dan sluit ons af met 'n tikkie lekker nuus. Ons almal hou van Colton Haynes.
Oh, werewolf.
Ja.
Ja.
Hy en sy fiancé
ja.
Was op vakantie gewees op een van die strand en hulle het besluit hulle gaan bietjie skinny dip. En hulle het 'n impromptu fotoshoot gehad en 'n paar nice foto's op Instagram gepost.
Waar op Instagram?
Op Instagram, op hulle elkeen se Instagrams. En ja, dit was, hulle het gesê, dit was om die volmaan to celebrate.
Wow.
To wys hulle volmaane vir ons.
Maar hoekom weet ek nie daarvan nie? Want ek dink ek volg hom op Instagram. Ek het niks gesien nie.
Ek moet erken want ek volg hom ook en ek volg sy fiancé.
En jy kon
en ek het ek het dit iewers gemis.
Hulle het seker op 'n snaakse tyd uitgesaai.
Seker, ja.
Geplaas. Wat noem jy dit? Geprint.
Ja, maar ek moet sê, ek meen sy partner is ek dink 10 of 11 jaar ouer as hy. Maar ja.
Is dit?
Ja. Hy het 'n mooi volmaan.
Sal mos jy weer kan voorspel op daai kaart.
Ek sal weer begin kyk. Daar sal ek weer kyk.
Oh my ja. God.
So gaan kyk na Colton Haynes se Instagram en dan kyk hulle na sy maan.
Oh my goodness.
En dis al van my kant af.
Sal jy gou vir my daar kyk? Is daar boodskappe? Dit lyk soos daar boodskappe is, maar iemand moet net gaan lees.
Ek gaan onmiddellik kyk.
Okay, maar hoe gaan jy dit doen?
Ek gaan soheen toe gaan en ek gaan net jou mic gebruik.
Okay, maar gebruik. Okay, gaan ons speel so lank vir hoe? RuPaul, thank you very much, madam. En Betty, wat gaan nou aan?
Die mense sit weer nie name by nie. So ons hier's iemand van Japan af.
Ja.
Ek weet nie wie die fok dit is nie, maar hy of sy sê hallo julle, eerste keer wat ek live luister.
Ja.
Bly nou in Japan plus 7 ure. En gaan nou huis toe en brr vir die naweek. Maar seker vir die naweek.
Brr.
Love julle almal behalwe Alicia, mis haar fokkel. Ha ha ha. Sjoe. Bitchy, waar? En dan is daar...
Wacht, nee. Ek kon net vraag vir die ou van Jam... Ach, Jam. Die vrou of man van Japan. Ja, dit is moeilik om dit alles aan mekaar te sê. Wat sê ek nou? Waraimasho. Waraimasho. Ek kan net hoor of ek reg is. Ok, jy kan terugskryf. Jy moet terugskryf. Ok. Saridako karikako.
En dan is daar weer een naamloose boodskap.
Yes, yes.
Mensie, skryf julle name by. Ons gaan nie weet wie julle is nie. Weer eens hy of sy sê hi julle, ek so bly om weer live te luister vir 'n slag. Sien elke week fok daar's refresh die screen.
Oopsies.
Oh, no. Ek het dit onttrek.
Nee, daar kom dit terug. Sien elke week uit na die show, maar julle maak my hart seer as ek die podcast vir luister en besef daar is nie 'n show soos laas week. Oh, yeah. Okay. Maar dan gee ons vir jou iets wat oulik was in die verlede.
Maar daar was 'n show, ja.
Ja, en ek wil uitwys dat ek dink jy is te vol kak as dit kom by Flix. Ek het Danke... Ek gaan nie verder lees nie.
Kom nou, wees nog verder.
Hy Danke het gekyk en het was amazing, sê hy.
Oh, okay.
Maar anyway, enjoy. Oor, daar is 'n naam, sorry, aan die einde. John, sê dit. John of Juan.
Baie dankie.
Maar Danke het is kak. Maar ek bly jy het geniet. dan is daar wat staan hier? Hi Casper en Betty. Sure, I've been a terrible follower. I haven't listened live in an age. So good to be back. Still love you millions. Michelle Kirschenbaum. Waar de fuck was jy? Welkom terug Michelle.
Is it all? It's on all.
Dis dit. Dis dit.
Let me just say
wanneer dis wanneer sy retweet nie goeders. Ja, dis dit. Dis Bernard.
Het jy ge-SMS terwyl jy
sê? Nee, ek het nie. Dis seker nog 'n Bernard.
Ja, what a ima show. Wat sê jy? Wat is what a ima show?
Kom ons lag.
Ja.
Yay!
What a ima show. Iemand sê dis Bernard. Wat van
jy het nou gesê die ou het nie 'n naam gesê nie. Dit was seker Bernard. En het was 10-10 en jy wat vir jouself gefok op WhatsApp het. Ek weet. Ons luister nou na die liedjie Spring van Two Door Cinema Club. Spring Two Door Cinema Club. Wat vandag is dit? Spring. Is more than anything that I could do. What did I say? I cannot say. But every word seems so absurd, my love. If I follow you tonight,
Betty, Bernard is van Japan. Bernard is van Japan. Jy, die sin,
hallo Bernard in Japan.
Die sin een minuut gelede gelees. Ek sê, hier is nie een naam by nie. Iemand van Japan, ons het allemaal orgastisch gekom in die studio. Jy, dis Bernard. En ons kan nie een onthou wie dit is nie.
Jy sal ook bieke confused wees as jy lees en dan skielik sal nou, dis Kasper.
Ja, dis waar. Dis Kasper, dis Bernard, dis waar. Luister na die nommerkie Spring hier op Huisvrou Versoeke. Raymond just left a message and said that he can't see your post, Betty. Your post of the poll. Ek kan Patrick die poll dancer nie sien nie. Hulle sê op Facebook ek is nie intended audience nie. So as wat
well,
gaan
dat, ek? Dat moet nou nie ons skuld nie, dit is Facebook wat het sê.
Is die ons skuld nie, Raymond? Jeez, maar mag ek kyk bykie op jou face?
Is dit Raymond? Ja. Raymond wat nie kan Astrid vasthou nie?
Astrid?
Ja, ek moet jou story vertel. Ja, maar wat hy ons embarrass vir my in Tomorrow Day, op die foyer by Joburg Theater, gooi hy sy hele box Astros uit.
Oh, ek dog Astros vasthou, is een of ander seksuele term.
Ja.
Oh, it's rechtig soos Astro.
Astros, ja.
Okay, well, what was the other thing? Oh, can you look on your Facebook? Can you look,
ja,
Rian, is hy daar? Is Patrick aan die paal? Of is het net een Raymond probleem met Astros?
Raymond, jy het me nie rarig embarrassed nie, hoor.
Raymond, hy praat maar net so, want is na die radio show, en dan moet hy snel getrouw wees. Dat, maar dit is so. Ek bedoel ook glad nie lelike goed van enige iemand. Nee, dis maar net vir grapies.
Ek sien het nie, hoor.
O, Jesus. Fok jou, Bernard. Hulle kan het nie sien nie.
Kasper, as jy mooi om terugdink, nee, dan het ek het afgeneem, toe gee ek die foon vir jou en toe druk jy post.
Ja, man, ek het gedink, alles was reg.
Maar alles was reg.
God, Patrick sal weer moet kom paal. Die paal is weg al. I don't know anymore now. Okay, ek sal nou gaan check. En, het julle gekyk na Game of Thrones?
Oeh, baby.
Wow. Ons is 'n week agter. Oh, that's what I wanted to say to, I think it's Bernard from Japan. Or was it the other one? Who was crying about we not live. But we always have a show there, you know. And it's always nice to listen to the show again. You see, there I'm ugly. I should be more uplifting. Ja. Nee, jy's reg, ons is jammer. Ons is regtig jammer. Ons is die dose dat ons soms nie hier kan wees nie. Maar ons het laas week het ek spesiaal wat sy naam? Altyd in my drome laat uitskryf, want hulle toe hulle ek dink hulle oop.
Hulle begin die week.
Oh, altyd in my drome. If you in Pretoria.
Nee, volgende week.
If you in Pretoria of omstandighede, omgewing, gaan sien dit is baie oulik. Is 'n fliek van wat was sy naam en dit was in 19 wat sy naam en dit is een whatever maar baie nice met wat sy naam Willem Botha
en Michelle Botha is die klomp Bothas.
Okay, well Dory is coming here to sort out the pole dancing. Is it on or not? Why do you look at me like this?
Nee, daar staan, Facebook vat per video's af oor die song wat gespeel word in die agtergrond.
Oh no!
Ja. Wow.
Het hulle human gesensor?
Dit is seker maar soos Shazam. So hulle daar seker 'n systeem op.
Dory, do you still have the original footage? Because we can maybe put it on with other music. Patrick, you'll have to come again on another song. Op Scottable van Kobus. Ek fokus weer ons doen dit. Ja, wat 'n kak is dit? Dit is niet hoor.
Maar is dit nie ook omdat ons nie die 3-2-1 countdown ook gehad nie? Was miskien 'n ander manier wat ons dit gedoen het?
Nee, maar want ek onthou ek het ook nou dag toe werk 'n video post van my van my show en toe kom daar ook 'n boodskap op van are you sure you're allowed to post this? Toe sê ek ja. En toe sê hulle is this your music? Toe sê ek ja.
ja.
En toe accept hulle die video, maar hulle het vir my 'n hele questionnaire laat invul.
Ag, alles wil kak. YouTube doen het ook soms, maar ek op Facebook. It's live, for fuck's sake, Facebook. We will just go somewhere else then. Oh, well, Patrick's got to keep his limbs warm.
Yo, what happens if you're live at a concert? In
dan kom Facebook daar aan. Met Mark, wat is sy naam? Zuckerberg. En hy verwijt...
Hy geef je written warning.
ja, hy kom naar Gloria. Ja, it's my birthday. I know, but here's a written warning. You can't sing this. Fuck, hy gaan terug naar Puerto Rico. Of is het Cuba? Waar kom sy vandaan?
Cuba.
Now... We were, te weet hulle, daar is 'n reeks Westeros, the series, wat volgende jaar ook kom.
Ja,
nou. Dit is geset in moderne tyd, soos Trump. Maar het is dieselfde karakter type van ding van die muur en die kolom verskillende mense wat in elkaar vaai, en hulle noem dit Westeros, en dan is ook so, dan sien jy die gebouwe so van New York van boop, en dan kom daar so skaduwee van 'n draak wat so oor het vlieg.
Wow.
Ja, hulle sê, cool 2018 en het lyk bloody dear. Ek sal nou vir julle wys. But we are now going to go to the first part of the last episode because I cannot do both. It's physically impossible. So today we're going to go. Ons gaan vandag daar waar hulle so geloop het in die sneeuw, onthou julle?
Mm-hmm.
Ons gaan daai enetjie doen vandag.
Ek wil net voor jy dit begin hè. Ek het die foto gesien wat jy gepost het van die screen van die al die tracks wat jy edit en so. En ek het al gesien as jy daar so besig is en so, maar dit is fucking amazing. Hoe hou jy kop?
Ek kan nie.
Met waar wat 'n sound gaan en wat 'n klankie en
I know.
Praat jy van die green screen nou?
Nee.
Dit is nie in my screen.
Dit wat nou gespeel gaan word.
Ja.
Die mense hoor dit as net een track.
Ja.
Maar daar is 14 verskillende sound wat bo oor mekaar gespeel word en geëdit word en dit
verstaan jy hoekom is ek mal? Verstaan jy hoekom het ek wat?
Ek verstaan heeltemal. Ek ja,
pure se edit.
Ek kan nie meer nie. Ek is wasig en ek sien kolle. Maar hierso is dan game. Ag Trippe trappe trone in die Game of Thrones. Trippe trappe trone, die voorlaaste episode in ons reeks.
Ons helde in die vars sneeuw op pad na die Noordkaap, die Magnificent Seven. En wat so lekker vir hulle is, is omdat het een lang stap is, kan hulle onder mekaar een bietjie praat en mekaar leer ken.
Hoi, ek is Gemmie Moerskont, so waar kom jy vandaan?
Fok of.
Oké, hoi poep oog, ek is Gemmie, waar kom jy vandaan?
Seks.
Ja, lekker om met julle te praat.
Wat hulle nie besef het nie, is dat mens net die regte type ding moet praat met Moerskont. So as jy vir hom sou sê,
so Moerskont, hoe lyk dinge?
Dan sal hy vir jou sê,
fuck off.
Maar, as jy die regte onderwerp aanraak,
so Moerskont, wat denk jy van die muziek van Stephen Sondheim?
Sal hy jou antwoord?
Oh my god. I love Stephen Sondheim. Die juxta posisie wat hy in sy interpolaire muziek note sit, gee my 'n semi. Ek love hom. En sy onderwerpe is so onconventioneel. Né?
Ja. Fuck.
Skielik roep die broederhoed.
Pas op! Pas op, julle kyk, daar kom 'n groot ijsbeer. 'N groot ijsbeer met 'n groot gat.
Hulle word aangeval deur 'n groot gedierte met 'n dik gat.
Oh my god! Dis 'n lesbeer, ijsbeer.
Druk 'n 4 in 'n hol. Oh, so ja, hulle hou nie van vuur nie.
Oh, dis goed om te weet.
Hulle gaan staan stil op 'n klein ijseilandjie. En net oor kan die vriesende water staan 'n klomp skeletons. En saam met hulle albino riffraff. Hy kyk vir hulle met sulke I'm watching you eyes.
Hier hulle moet net hier uitkom nie.
Nee, maar hulle kan nie swem nie.
Regtig? Ja, hulle kan nie swem nie.
Na 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 na.
Net vir 'n keus gemie.
Ja, Joe Blow.
Ek dink hardloop terug na die muur toe en vra vir hulle om 'n kraai te stuur vir Kablisie.
So gevolg in jou kop, weet jy hoe ver is dit?
Ek is gemie, nie Zola nie. Maar gaan net gemie.
Okay. Fok. Okay, gaan ek. Ja, ek is moeg.
Gemie hard op die hele aan. Terwyl Albino Ruffraff en die skeletters vir die res van ons manne kyk.
It's just a jump to the left.
Moeskot gooi 'n klip na 'n skeletter.
Wat so?
Hy gooi weer 'n klip, want is vir hom lekker. Die keer mis die klip. Maar dit val nie in die water nie. Want die water het gevries. Huh? En skielik is daar 'n kommosie. Oh, Kablisie. Die skeletters slaan in die brand.
Jaaay! Vol die skeletters! Kijk hoe slaan hulle aan die brand! Jaaay!
Maar Ruffraff het 'n plan. Hy haal 'n groot ijsspies uit sy paardse hol. En gooi dit in die lucht. Dit tref vir Mpo. Er is 'n groot gedruis, bliksempo, neer op die ijs. Ja, dit het geruim, met 'n groot gedruis, bliksempo op die ijs. Joe Blow, gil,
moenie vir my wag nie, julle klim op die draak, chase the dragon, en dan, ek sal julle sien aan die ander kant.
Is jy seker, Joe Blow?
Nee.
En daar vertrek julle allemaal in 'n hurry. Want een draak is dood. Een arme ou draakie is dood. Gelukkig, uit die sneeuwstorm, kom oom Benji alweer aan een gery.
Hallo Joe, dis Benji.
Alweer jy Benji, jy red my die heel tyd.
Ek weet, en dan verdwijn ek weer. Hierso, vat my paard en fok off.
Dankie oom Benji.
Ondertussen trek iemand draad. Draak. Hulle trek die draak uit die water uit. Met kettings wat hulle God weet waar gekry het. Maar daar verrys Mpo weer so dood soos 'n pelmossie. Maar Ruffraff stap tot by die dooie Mpo en druk sy geraamte handjie binne in Mpo se neusie. Skielik gaan sy groot oog oop. Nou is dit nie meer Mpo nie. Dit is... Old Blue Eyes.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. come fly with me. Let's fly away.
O snoei die lelies mors af met 'n flosdraad.
Dit is Kasper Radio.
Daar gaat hulle. And I'm so sorry that our special guest has not seen every episode yet, so he's gonna go away yet traumatized now because he doesn't know what the fuck is happening. Okay, but he is indeed our, let me just press the button.
Extra!
Extra! And then this one.
Special!
Special!
Guest. His name is Alistair Thomas. Oh my God, again.
Hello.
Hello, Alistair. We can hear you clearly.
Wondrous.
Alistair, ladies and gentlemen. Bernard, Alistair. Alistair, Bernard.
Hi.
Hoe
gaan het? Goed
Alistair, Rian, Rian, Alistair.
Hoe gaan het?
Ek net voor je in aangaan. Ek net jou praises gesing oor jou editing skills. Mm-hmm. Hoe kom kan jy nie daai twee in een track edit nie? Extra special.
It's part of the joke that I can't do it. That's part of the joke of the show.
This is not a joke.
Meow. Wow. Okay, what microphone are you on? It's part of the show because I really
this outlook.
Ja, wat is al vir 3 jaar. Extra. Well, hou net aan. Hou net aan. Hier kom ons weer, ons het ons...
Extra!
Hou net aan! Yes, I know! Ja, nie, ek weet. Alistair, ladies and gentlemen, is the director of a series called Famous Last Words on Comedy Central. You might have heard about it, Rian.
Yes, I have.
What do you know about it?
I know that I can't wait for Monday.
Why? What's happening?
Well, you're going to be on.
It's true.
That's very cool with Proverb.
Proverb. Mm. You're right. Hoekom lach jy bet? Hoekom sit jy in lach daar?
Want niks nie.
Dit weet jy van hierdie.
Ja, ek het actually die eerste episode gekyk al.
Met wie?
Met Genie D.
Okay.
And Jason.
Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome, Alistair.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell us, who is, in the series?
All the celebs.
Yeah.
All the comedians.
Yeah, no. So, tell the people what it is.
All right. Well, it's a show where celebrities have to do stand-up. They get coached by professional comedians,
mm-hmm.
you included.
Yes.
Some of the comedians are John Vlismas, Jason Goliath, Casper De Vries. Are you putting me on the spot now? I've got to try and remember.
I must remember as well.
Rob Van Vuren is one of them.
Yes. Joey Rasdin
is one of them. No, you've got me. I'm drawing a blank. Mpo Pops is the other mm-hmm. one. Some celebrities are Genie D, obviously.
And who is she? You must remember who she is.
She was with Jason Goliath.
Okay, there we go.
We got Chef Benny from MasterChef.
Oh, yeah. He's with Rob Van Vuren.
Yeah. Proverb, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Williams was with Joey Rasdin.
Who's Mark Williams? Soccer player. Yeah, sorry.
He scored the winning goals in the AFCON Cup.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just momentarily remember I'm supposed to be cultural.
and then Robert Whitehead is with Mpo Pops.
Oh, yes, that's
Barker
right.
Haynes.
That's right. So what happened was that we went on our own days together, the two people, and then there was one night where some of us saw each other and we did the stand-up part where our leerling would then do the stand-up. And okay. So that's why I saw Robert Whitehead and I saw Mpo Pops and stuff. And I saw Rob Van Vuren. But then we were on our own the other days where we were doing special things. The comedians do like challenges.
Yeah, to step into the life of the celebrity for a brief moment.
So did Rob, did he cook?
He had to try and whisk egg whites into a meringue whilst in the back of a a car that's just on a skid pan.
Oh my
because,
God.
Because unbeknownst to a lot of people, Chef Benny is a speed freak, a petrol head.
Ah. Okay.
So he's he's into the whole thing. So yeah. He delved into Chef Benny's.
Thank God Proverb is not into sky jumping or something. Because I would have had one word repetitively. Because I had to rap a bit. I actually wanted to rap a bit more because I just got into it and then we had to go again. But I loved the whole experience. It was absolutely fantastic. Are you going to record the charity evening?
Yes, we are. 4th of October.
Okay, 4th of October, where?
Oh, the venue's changed again. It's at Empress Palace, whatever the theatre's called there.
So we're all there again.
Yes.
The whole lineup.
The whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Was it tiring?
Yeah, it still is tiring.
Are you editing as it goes?
We're still editing,
oh my God. Are you finished with our episode?
Yes, yes. Your episode goes out on Monday. So unfortunately, that one's done.
You never know.
We're halfway.
Yeah. No, we just finished John Blissmas' episode. Which is afterwards.
Okay, so what do you have to do? Go through the whole bloody day again?
We go through the whole day. We take out the bad bits and keep in the good bits. Which is more difficult for some celebrities than for others.
But the stand-up comedy is supposed to be 5 minutes, so you can whittle that down to five.
We've whittled down. No one actually went for 5 minutes. Everyone went a bit longer. So.
Yeah, we all went I didn't do, but Proverb, he went a bit longer. Like 25 minutes longer. But so you've got to sit and decide this goes out. My God, are they going to do something with it? Is it going to come out on DVD with extra scenes or what? Because I'm supposed you must have put a lot of extra stuff.
They are putting all the extra stuff online. So if you go to Comedy Central South Africa or whatever their website is, or their social media, they'll be posting all the extra.
Okay, people, go look there, eh? Because this week I've posted a couple of videos because I was sent them, and I posted them on all my social feeds. There's quite a couple. I haven't even posted all of them, but it looks wonderful. I can't wait to see it myself, but I don't have DSTV. So who do you think I have to ask to get a DVD or a stick? Fuck DVDs, they're so old. A stick copy. Yeah. I want a stick.
I should have brought you one.
You should have brought me a fucking stick, Alistair. Okay, but I'll get it from you.
Yes.
Please, because I can't see it. I haven't got DSTV. I've got Netflix.
Netflix and chill.
That's going to be our out there today. Would be that cake knitting chill.
Oh, cool.
Which you remember we had a song, Betty? Oh. A go van kaas, bra. Lekker in die aas, bra.
Ek het dit leer ken. Was het laas maand wat ek saam met my sussie hulle hier in Magalies ingevaar
het? Hulle het gereis het hulle regtig geluister.
Haar kinders. Love die song.
Oh.
Ek wou langs die kerk gestap het. Ek haat stap. Ek haat stap.
Maar daai
song. Maar haar liedjie meer.
Nee, maar hy song eintlik, hy vat jou.
Ja.
Hy vat jou.
Nee. Hy vat my kaas, hy vat my toilet toe.
Nee, o nee.
Kasper het die eerste keer hier gespeel. Ek was soos, wat se song is die?
Ja.
Nou is dit soos, ek hou van kaas, bra. Middel van die hap oor die kaas, bra.
Ek weet nie hoe ek oor ons vriendskap voel.
Ach.
Tell me, it's special friendship. Don't ruin it now. Who is this guy, Blow Willem? Of is dit sy naam Blow Willem?
Dit is een of ander dude wat net besluit het, hy gaan songs maak, want sy goed is nie op iTunes nie. Ek ons het gaan soek.
Met rede.
ek hoop hy luister.
Hy luister. Iemand moet vir hom sê.
So, maar wie is hy? Hy moet vir ons kontak. Ek wil hom op sy gas sê.
Ja,
hoor wat die fok het hy gedoen.
Dis 'n great idee. Ons gaan hom probeer in die hande kry.
Ek
weet hy's in die Kaap.
Want sy production value is goed.
Ja.
Ja, but talk about production value. Let's listen to this first. Oh, what is this?
Isn't this music?
That's beautiful, eh?
Know where you've been, know where you're going. How am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to know if you're coming or you're going? I'm done. Thank you.
listening to? We are listening to a group called Short Straw.
Yeah.
I quite like the song, eh, Banner?
I do, really.
Now, the surprise is that the director of Famous Last Words, Alistair Thomas, sitting across from me, is the guy from Short Straw.
Yeah, lift from
that's him.
Nia.
Yes! This is him. Alistair,
this
so...
This is rather stunning.
Are you the singer, hey?
I'm the singer, yeah.
Oh, man. And how did this band start? Because you all look the same age. Short Straw. So was it at school?
Yeah, no, it was just after school. I was in a band with the drummer, our original drummer. We were in a different band that kind of split up. And then we started playing... We just started messing around in my bedroom, really.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Short Straw.
Yeah. That was 10 years
ago. That was
ago.
A long straw.
That was the last straw.
So we just started messing around doing stuff that we never really intended to play. Just the two of us. And then we got enough songs together to start playing some shows and did that.
Okay.
And that was 10 years ago. And then over the course of those 10 years, we've kind of changed members and added members, and now there are five of us. That it's me and four other guys.
That's let's listen to the end of this. I like it. She won a Sunday afternoon. My desires to find it over you. And all I can think about is what he means to me. I like that. It's so wonderful, that end. Fuck off, it's einde, man. Love it. So, people, you can go on, I nearly said All Tunes. iTunes. I think All Tunes is a Russian site where you can get all these fucking songs for nothing. But iTunes, they've got it. It's called TMK. And TMK stands for?
Those meddling kids.
Those mother kids. And it's already available on iTunes. I've got it here in front of me. There's a couple of songs I absolutely love. I watched up Alistair yesterday. I love T-shirt. And then I saw the video. And it's Skulk Besain notes in the video. Oh,
yeah.
My God. So if you on YouTube, you can go T-shirt from a Short Straw. T-shirt and you'll see Skulk. We'll play a bit of T-shirt now. So you are influenced by who?
A whole whack of different people. So when we started, I suppose we were influenced by different people to how we were influenced by now.
What did you listen to at school then?
School it was a lot of pop punk, a lot of Blink-182. Weezer's been a strong influence the whole time. You don't know Weezer?
I know Weezer so well. We actually said they released a CD, new CD now. We played a track 2 weeks ago.
I didn't even know that. I'm a terrible
I'm
fan
gonna play
of
a bit of it.
In that song, I hear a bit of My Chemical Romance, Green Day.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Ooh, now the connoisseur. My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Is it the group?
Yeah. Oh. An amazing group.
Green Day, definitely, yes.
Yeah.
And what's the other, Good Charlotte and all those?
Yeah, the pop punk influence. And then a couple of years ago, we released an album in 2013 that was kind of a little more Quella inspired. So that was cool.
The program or the music style?
Met Goonie.
Had
het rolbos geluister en die song geskryf.
And it's called Tumbleweed. It is called Pacific Daydream, Alistair.
Okay.
And this is one of the songs. Climbing up the tower, just a boy and his
I know this, yeah.
But it's Weezer.
Oh, no.
It's not them.
Yeah, remember you play it.
Yeah, so they got us. Okay, and you said. You said your Quella one was called what?
The album.
Yeah.
It's called Good Morning Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And it.
So that's got a little bit of a Aquila inspiration.
Okay, so it didn't work at all, so you now back with another style. No. Joking. Good morning, sunshine. Which one must I play?
You can play Bikini Weather.
Okay, let's listen to Bikini.
Okay.
Oh, that is, I can hear.
Yeah. A little bit of the jingle jangle. Such a robot.
How does it work? How do you compose a song like this?
Good question. We tend to write together these days, so we'll just kind of get together in a band room, and if someone has an idea, we'll just go with it.
Were you going, Bernard?
I can't call you droog maak.
Oh, sorry. Me and Bernard had a fight just now while the song was playing. And it's very wet with water. So if you hear strange sounds, it is the water. Okay. So, but do you then sit and compose at the same time?
Yeah, so we'll it's a collaborative process. So we'll if someone's got an idea, we'll just start jamming it, and then whatever kind of comes about. So it's quite fun. It's on the fly. And that's how this album that we just released today, a lot of the songs came about, because we did them, released them every month. But we hadn't necessarily written them before we released them. Well in advance before. So yeah. A lot of the time we had 2 weeks to kind of write a song, record a song, and make a music video for it.
Okay.
So that would be, we just kind of get together, whatever ideas we had, we'd go with, and then kind of flesh out a song in an hour or two.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a fun process. Keeps you on your toes.
The Joe falsetto as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very, very talented. It's
good. Isn't it just amazing that I thought we are going to talk to him about Famous Last Words, but then they are releasing a CD on this very day.
What?
Their album, and I knew that he was in a band, and I wanted to talk about it as well, but 1st of September is the release of Motherfucking Children, or whatever it's called. It's absolutely amazing. Is everything okay, Betty? Did you?
I just cleaned up your mess.
You were playing like this, and if people can listen to the podcast, they will hear this, that you playing with the air conditioner.
My bottle was just a slide of courage that you not to come with. Water.
Are you in demand for festival? Where can people see you?
So tonight is the launch of our album. Thanks for asking. Yes.
Wow.
Come to the Good Luck Bar in Newtown.
Yes.
1 Fox Street. We are launching this album tonight. So we're gonna play that. There's some other bands playing. Nick Hammond.
1 Fox. Come connect our address.
It's popular.
I know. So you got popular famous last words.
Yeah.
You got your album and it's opening. And how do you find time?
I just want to say something first.
Oh, fuck me sideways.
Wow. So it's tonight, the launch.
Yes.
And then do you perform with specific bands? Are you friends? How does it work, the scene? I don't know.
So we're playing. We got some friends playing along with us.
Yeah.
So there's a band called Floors from Cape Town. They're an electronic band. They're very new, but they're very.
Do you know
cool.
them, Leon? You're going like this?
Oh no, I'm listening. Just listening. Sorry, my head sometimes does that.
So okay. the girl that sings in Floors has featured on a few PH Fat songs. I don't know if you know PH Fat.
Oh yeah.
So she's very cool, and the guitarist is guitarist slash kind of producer, plays in a band called the Nomadic Orchestra. Who are also very cool. Go check out all these bands.
Yeah.
And,
no, name.
And then and after them is a band called Miyagi, who are named after Miyagi, Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid. Cool. They're a cool, they're a grunge revival kind of band.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they're playing after them, and then we'll play. We're going to play for a while. We're going to play the whole album, then we're going to play some of the kind of hits that people like. And then afterwards, Nick Hammond is DJing. Okay. He's from another radio station, I guess.
No, we can name names.
All right.
What would you say is your biggest hit so far? In your career,
it's probably Bikini Weather. That's the one that people kind of cheer for the most.
Okay.
I suppose if you go by YouTube views, that's the most successful one.
Didn't they use your band in the soundtrack for some Afrikaans cock movie?
Yes.
A good movie, not cock. I'm not gonna diss movies because it's an Afrikaans movie.
It wasn't a movie. I can't remember the name of it.
You see, it's cock.
No. We also used one of our songs in one of the Spud movies as well.
Oh. Good, because that's what I thought about. It's like you're that genre.
Yeah.
When the movies and TVs can use your music.
Yeah.
That's our lack.
Well, we swear a lot in our songs, so we don't often get used in those things. And we get booked for corporate shows that are always very awkward, or kids shows as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Or like all ages. And we got to kind of, censor.
And you've
got to
censor yourself. I heard you said fuck in one of the songs.
Yeah.
And I was a bit taken aback.
I say it in a few of the songs.
Yeah.
I'm good at saying king. King.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm good at that.
Oh, king. Yeah. King. And this next song name is King.
We've actually got a song, one of the first songs we ever wrote. In fact, it might have been the first song we ever wrote. It's called Lower Your Standards and Go Fuck Yourself.
Is it on iTunes?
I think it is on iTunes, yeah.
Very subtle.
It's
called a subtle message in that title.
What do you call it? LYSFGY or something like that. We didn't spell out the whole thing.
Call that again in English?
It's not abbreviation. Yeah, what do you call it?
Lower your standards and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just have a look what I've got here. I've got Good Morning Sunshine.
It was on You're Underfed and Wonderful is the name of the album. Is it on iTunes?
Youthless. No, I can't find it now.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll go look
later. Oh, no, I lied. It wasn't on that album. It's on our first EP.
Called?
We Slept Through It All, and it's not on any. It's not on any. It's on SoundCloud.
Oh.
I don't know if you can
go. Okay, we can go now. Let's be listening to the song that Skulk Beside Note is in the video. I saw a music video called Eventually, but it looks like it's cut-offs for another music video in which you run away from a Japanese girl with a bat.
Yes, yeah. So Eventually is like, it's the end of this whole the Middling Kids kind of efforts. So it's a bit of an end of an era for us. So
were you actually in Japan?
Yeah, we've toured Japan a few times now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And how's the Japanese pussy?
Asian persuasion.
They're a very conservative nation, so I wouldn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they conservative?
They're quite conservative, yeah. They didn't...
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
The rugby players even have to bow to the crowd after every game.
No, they're the most... It's a different world. They're the most respectful people that we've ever encountered. You play a show, and in between songs, normally you used to chit-chat, everyone's kind of like... yammering on in the background. In Japan, they keep deathly silent. And
well mannered.
They're just there to they've paid their entrance to watch you do your job, so they're going to be respectful of that. And it's terrifying for us though, because if you've got to tune a string,
yeah,
or you don't know what song's coming next, they can hear you go.
Yeah. What's the song?
Yeah,
you must have code words like tempura. Then I have a question here.
Yeah.
What do you make of Afrikaans people? Do they know Short Straw? Or have a predominantly English circuit?
No, well, one of the most kind of supportive audiences of South African rock music is the Afrikaans community.
Really?
So our best shows that we play are always in Pretoria.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's like they're so supportive. They come out to any show. I don't think the fact that we sing in English makes a... a big difference to them.
It wouldn't. Yeah. It wouldn't. No, that's good.
No, they're just keen to support. It's humbling.
But so you do you sometimes mingle with people like the Francois van Cokes and those people?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to have played quite a few shows with Francois and the rest of the Forkhoff guys. And also, what's the band? We're good friends with the Aiken guys as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome industry to be a part of.
I'm very out and old. So, but one day when you do like a show again, like tonight, unfortunately, I can't come. I've got a backache. But if you do a show one day, then I must come and see you.
Yeah, please do.
But I'll have to sit somewhere in a wheelchair.
I'm going to keep my eyes open for them. I didn't know who the fuck you were. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I love the music.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Awesome. But that's what we want to do, Bernard. If we only get you today to love Short Straw.
Then they made it.
Then we've made our progress for today. And I'm sure, just have a look there. It's only Jags kinders wat skryf vir Alistair.
Miskien is Bernard van Japan wat weer terugskryf.
Ja. Oh ja, Japan, Bernard, did you see them? And why not? We got a guy from Japan listening.
I think I remember meeting Bernard.
Really?
Yeah.
Bernard, did you meet Alistair?
What's his surname?
Okay, have a look there on your phone. Let's listen to this. Love is talking about the real world, but we decided it's making up our anatomy. I'm just a skin. Go tell your father in Santiago, I'm in his garden under a tree. I'm getting tired of that.
He's Janine wat sê hallo julle. Dis hoe sy dit skryf. Miss julle show vandag. Is op 'n eiland buite Hong Kong. Maar wil net sê is mal vir julle almal en mis vir Duncan.
My weg. Duncan is weg.
Dis hoekom sy hom mis. Dis wanneer mens gewoonlik iemand mis as hulle weg is. En dan naamloos skryf, naamloos van Pofadder. Nee, ek was fucked up. Sy begin met haar naam.
Pofadder.
Lola hier, dis heerlike lente. Luister weer lekker live met my oorfone en 'n vet smile. Okay, ek het daarom klere ook aan. Nou weet ons, het verlede week se trippetrappatrone baie geniet, sommer 3 keer oorgeluister daarna. Sien uit na vandag se episode. Love the show. Sy het die hele lys emoticons gebruik in haar boodskap.
Awesome.
Baie moeite gedoen.
So write to Alistair as well, because you now know. No, but they didn't know. That's always a surprise on my show, is who's the guest.
Okay.
Yeah, you see? And so we did that, and now they know it's you. And I hope we got young listeners, because I pride myself on having young listeners. I don't want the old people to listen. And so the young ones usually would know Short Straw. They would know these things. They would see that I, as an older man, is trying to reach out, you know,
to young people,
to the youth. I'm reaching to the youth. It is time now to listen to Out There, which is that section of the show where it's either horrendously cuck or absolutely amazing. But as I warned you today, it is going
horrendously cuck.
No, yeah. Well, you make up your mind what it is, okay? If you think it's cuck or if you think it's fantastic, here it is. It's called Take Net and Chill. Okay, daar haal Bernard sy fucking oorvoetjies af.
Hoi daar, dame. Ek is jammer as ek pla. Ek sien jy sit alleen en ek hoor jy hou van kaas. Ek is nie van hier af nie, ek kom van die Kaap. En as jy baie mooi vra, dan vat ek jou saam. We'll be right back.
maar weggaan Netflix, want vanavond is ek het lus vir kyk net en chill. Kyk, kyk, kyk net en chill. Kyk, kyk, kyk net en chill. Kyk, kyk, kyk net en chill. Check it out, bro. Kyk net en chill. Kyk, kyk, kyk net en chill. Kyk, kyk, kyk net en chill. Kyk, kyk, kyk net en chill. Awe. Kyk, kyk.
Awe.
Stoof poepies van tijd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Ongetwyfeld so, ja. Ons kry nou net, wat sê die mense?
Michelle het my tweet gestuur en gesê die WhatsApp-lyn is af, maar Michelle, ek dink jou foon is dalk af, want daar kom boodskappe deur van ander mense af. Daar's een vir alles ter sien ek van die af.
O, lees hom gou.
Au! Stop en maak het my kap. Dit is shock.
Fokus hier na. O, dis Michelle wat net sê die WhatsApp-lyn is af. So, Michelle sê die WhatsApp-lyn is af, maar sy sê ook op die WhatsApp-lyn, Alistair, I love Short Straw Band. So cool. Glad I tuned in live.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
See, that's what I like. I want more messages like that. Okay, so we're listening to this. I'm gonna play this one.
If everybody had an ooh, across the USA, ooh, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies.
So they are stuff poopies, Beach Boys.
A bushy, bushy blonde hair. Surfing USA.
I hope he said bushy. I heard. In 1961, they started as a garage band, oh shame, sponsored by Sasol, eh? And their father, Murray Wilson, was the manager. Manager of Brian...
Murray Janssen.
Murray Wilson. Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson, brothers. Mike Love, cousin, and Al Jardine, friend. Oh. And they started with surf songs. Now, why we are playing this is because I asked Alistair, what golden oldie would you like to hear? And he said, I don't know. He was in a panic. I don't know.
It's a very difficult question to ask. But I thought this one kind of rounded them all up. It's talking about Weezer earlier.
Yeah.
And I read like old interviews because their first album was from like 95, I think, and they had strong influence from the Beach Boys and the doo-wop kind of barbershop harmonies, quartet vibes that they did. And I think it's amazing because I think harmonies are a very important kind of part of any pop song. It like adds, it takes it to another level, and they were kind of, I know they weren't the first to do it, but they were kind of the first to introduce it to popular music. So, one of the firsts. So I think they're a very important band, and I think it's great music. Mm. And it's a very sad tale. I don't know if you've seen any of these.
No, tell me.
These movies about how messed up Brian Wilson
Brian
was.
Wilson became fucked up, eh?
Yeah. He started out fucked up. He just got worse.
But is he still alive?
I think he is still alive. I'm not.
I remember there was stories about him. Yeah, not being well.
And his father being kind of awful, I think.
Kind of, but he's brilliant as well as a producer.
Genius.
Yeah. But that is the problem with us geniuses, you know. We fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, it's finished. What, aren't you going to surf anymore?
Well, Wikipedia say Brian Wilson is an American singer, so I can
even... He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Fire with me. But this is
another surfing.
Yeah, they made those minute 45, 2 minute songs.
Yeah.
Those short attention spans. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the formula, you see.
Yeah.
So you strike me as not, I might be wrong, but not a very extrovert kind of person. So how did you like sing along with Blink 182 and you heard yourself, oh my God, I can sing?
No, I actually could never sing. I played bass in the band that we played for before this one. I had no intention of ever singing, being a lead singer. I always wanted to growing up, but kind of realized I wasn't able to. So when Ollie, our original drummer, and I started kind of messing around, I was just singing for the sake of singing because it was fun and I was writing songs. And then discovered that I suck at karaoke. I can't do that. I'm not good at harmonies or anything like that. But I can sing songs that I write myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it works like a charm. It's like perfect for the genre.
Yeah. So I'm not too good at anything else, but I can do those at least.
Well, we got a section here where we test your general knowledge, Alistair.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because as a band member, you should know what the fuck's going on around you.
You should, yeah.
But this general knowledge questionnaire is especially made so that you don't know the answer.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, so, and Rian and Bernard, you are welcome to join us.
Cool.
We will play the music of the Beach Boys in the background.
Cool.
Remember at the end, we must plug famous last words.
Yes.
And the dates and all that, eh?
Okay.
Okay, Alistair. So how many more have you got to edit?
We've just finished EP5, so 3 more. And then the best of and then the finale.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a musical in England called The Band. What is it about?
A band?
The Band, yeah.
It's called about a band.
Yeah, very nice.
It's about...
Yeah, yes, more water for you.
The Band is about the Beach Boys.
Mm-mm. The Beatles.
No, the modern Beach Boys, kind of Beatles, kind of boy bands.
Oh, it's about One Direction.
I just want to say One Direction.
No.
I just gave way too much credit to One Direction. Yeah. Didn't I?
You did. Why are we still talking about it?
No, that's Gary Barlow and it's Robbie Williams.
What they called again?
Take That.
Take That. It's got a musical. Well, it's a musical about Take That. It's called The Band, and Take That is not in it. There is a couple of guys that Gary and judges chose from a BBC program, because that's another way to make money again.
Oh, yeah.
It was called, I don't know, You Are My Shining Torch or something. And now The Band, the musical, is going to open in a week in Manchester.
Okay.
Oh.
Who said, I'm not going to give you an answer that is not there?
I'm not gonna give you
answer. Simon Cowell.
Could be. Yeah.
It sounds a little Trumpish.
It does, eh? It does. Okay. Okay. Let me say this one, and this is the same person, and maybe Rian is on a thingy. So, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the points of law. Same person. Okay. We got to know these things, people. No, it was not Donald Trump. You can imagine it was. It was, what's his name? Jacob Zuma.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday, in 1888, someone died. Her name... That's a nice song for a short straw. Mary Ann Nichols. That's a nice song. You call it Mary Ann Nichols. And she died. Why?
Scurvy.
Yeah, same as never. Yeah, says by scurvy. Take a scurvy as you fell.
Polio.
But it will be a nice song for a rock band. She's the first victim of the Jack the Ripper.
I was gone.
Why didn't you say it?
Hey, we reenacted.
I was thinking
we
murder.
We reenacted a little Jack the Ripper thing while we were in London. You should watch it. It's terrible.
Is it on YouTube?
I think it's on our Facebook.
Oh, your Facebook. Okay. Yeah. You got a channel. Short Straw's got a channel. YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Facebook, I haven't been to. I'll
Same name. It's Short Straw Band. All of the social media stuff.
So Mary Ann Nichols. My God, what have you done? Ba 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 ba
That's nice, man.
Thank you. Who is Nemo?
Fish. He was a sailor, wasn't he?
He was. But now, there's a Nemo in Paris. Who is he?
Oh, a graffiti artist.
Yeah, nearly there. Nearly there. He's a dog. He's the president's dog. Macaroni. He's got a dog now called Nemo.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. What is
the shortest Kalahari joke you've ever said?
Nice. Who said that? You. Funny. It's actually not a joke, but it is something to do with shortest. Mu is spoken by only 3 people in the world.
That's a language.
But we hear the names. Oma Geelmeid, Griet Seekoei, en Hanna Koper. Hulle praat Mu. Dis wel half 'n Boesman.
Okay.
Ja. Yeah.
Hanna Koper. Dit voel vir my of ek haar ontmoet. Van Hanna Koper.
Van Hanna. Nee.
Hanna Koper. Het hy hoekom?
I sent you a picture. Yeah, Hanna, hoekom se skoene? I sent you a picture, a Bernard, of a dog. What dog was that?
A pug.
A pug. A pug. Okay. Now.
Ek dink so.
Soos ek wat wakker word. Now, what is the Afrikaans word for a pug?
A fokop.
You saw dan die fokop. No, it's an absolutely horrendous word that someone thought out. Kan ek vir julle sê wat dit is?
Mooi hom.
It's called a mops hond. A mops hond. That is a pug.
A mops hond.
So as jy nou regtig wil suiwer wees,
yeah,
dan gaat jy na die kennel en sê, "Beskoon tog ek soek 'n mops hond." En dan sê, "Hoekom 'n vrou? Ons het 'n emmer, ons soek nog 'n mop." Nee, die mops hond, die mops hond.
Sy party woorde in Afrikaans maak net gat nie sin nie.
Maak nie sin.
Want daai honde wat so ekse moppe lyk. Dit kan ek verstaan,
ja, dis
'n mopshond.
Yes, yes.
Maar 'n pug is meer soos 'n in die muur vashardloop hond.
Ja, 'n demon of 'n duiweltjie.
Ja.
Duiweloentjie. Something like that. Platpak paraitjie. Jesus. Okay, what is the coffin club? Nearly finished. Second last question. What is the coffin club? What would you think?
A whole bunch of people come around and they chill out in coffins.
Nearly there. But this time you're
it's a dog.
Really No, it's not a dog. It's not Zuma. It's nothing to do with anything.
Coffin Club. I think I saw a BuzzFeed article or something about it.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I would have imagined that it's everyone dying at the, you know, the 27 or a certain age.
No. You know what it is? It's New Zealand. They are sometimes they're eccentric. And they've got a club where you design your own coffin. Which I quite not like. Then I can put pictures inside my coffin already, and I know I will be here. And you put snacks and stuff.
Kijk hoe happy, kijk hoe happy like your vrou met haar fucking kiss.
Jy gaan opsoek. Liewe here, is dit 'n kus? Jesus, what is that? It looks like a
bus.
A San Francisco
tram.
Yeah.
Well, that's the coffin.
Get a tram stamp, not a tram coffin.
And then the people who are ill with tuberculosis, they're in the coffin club. It's another coffin. No, I'm joking. the coffin club. Okay, last question. Here it is. Speaking about coffins. Oh, and I hope that dingetjie luister daar in Japan. What have they done in Japan now to save on what is mannekrag?
Workforce.
Yeah. With funerals. What are they doing in Japan now with funerals? They're doing something.
They are doing something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always on the go. I don't know the answer.
Do they bury themselves? Die pods, die sade goeders nie?
Burying people standing up.
That's clever. Is this not
that's the seventh time? Man for
how many times have you listened to this fucking song?
You can never listen to that song too many times.
Okay. No, standing up, no, but it's clever.
You said about pods.
Is it nou wat hulle hulle verras die mense en dan is dit 'n pot met 'n saad in en dan plant jy en dan kom daar boom op.
No, it's not about the actual people dying, it's about leading a funeral. Who's leading a funeral in
Don't Say a Robot?
Drag Queens. You,
yes. Yeah. Who said Don't Say a Robot? Rion, 7 points.
Yoo-hoo!
They got robots now.
That's amazing.
Doing Bernard and Yokalindi. Have you got? Do you know about it? About the pot? Not the pots. The robots at the funerals, and then apparently the last word they say is ashes. No, that's a joke. No, not really. But it is. That is what the Japanese are doing. They're having robots. I saw it. It's like they've got a ritual. Then they hit something. Ping, 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 and they hit a clock. Ping and a bell. Kung, kung, and the robot's doing everything. But it's like. Beep, 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 beep. Like that.
Like a service. A funeral service.
Yeah, yeah. So it's cheaper.
Hectic.
So you gaan ons my oupa verbrand teen R200 of teen R200,000. R200. Yeah. Okay, robot. Zzz, beep, 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 beep. Oh, another question just for Star Wars fundies. What's the name of the bad robot that they have now? Launched. There's going to be a bad robot. He's all black.
I only watch it for the special effects. I don't know what's the storyline.
You remember what was that thing? The white one with like a ball. Ooh, in the new one.
That one, yeah.
B82. R2D2. No. That's the old one. There's a new
one. It's got
one.
Orange on it. I know.
Yeah, orange on it, and it's called B35 or something.
Oh yeah. Oh.
But now there's a BB93 or something. Mm. He's just black and grey, and he's mean motherfucker.
Oh.
Can't wait. That'll be the end of the year.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah. This is my stomach. You see, I'm dying.
Scooby.
Okay. Well, Alistair, I think we'll have to invite you again because look at the time, man. Hey? And I want to...
Oh, wow.
I want to tell you something. I want to wish you luck with your CD launch.
Thank you so much.
We'll have a lookout for that. Everyone, please go onto iTunes and buy it. Or what you can do is you can join iTunes Music or what's that other thing called? Spotify, whatever.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
Deezer.
SoundCloud. Yeah. Oh, we haven't listened to that other song yet. Fuck off here, you imbecile. What was it called again?
Lower your standards and go fuck yourself.
Yeah. We'll listen to that next time. So remember now to watch every Monday for the next couple of weeks still to Famous Last Words.
9 p.m.
At 9 p.m. on Comedy Central. On Comedy Central. And this Monday, it's me and Proverb.
Yes.
And I'm going to learn how to rap, and he's going to try his hand at comedy. And we'll see what happens. I really enjoyed making that episode, so thank you.
Sure, thanks for being there.
And but so that's what you do. You in a band, you're a rock star, and you edit and direct.
Yes,
that is lacquer, man.
That's
are you going to do a movie?
We have no movies on the horizon.
You
but,
don't. Isn't that something you want to do one day?
I'd love to do it. Yeah, I need to. Budgets.
Think about this budget is the problem.
Yeah. But we'll see. Yeah, hopefully in the near future we can do something like
South
that.
Africa's got wonderful ideas but no money.
Yeah, that's the problem. So,
yeah, we would have had like an Oscar Pistorius movie already.
You'd think that would have been made, hey?
Yeah.
Mm. Who would have acted? Who would have been
acted
Oscar?
Oscar, maybe himself. It's the cheapest because he's a prisoner, so he can act for free.
And how? Yeah, they would have to use
specially
fixed for his
CGI legs. To gebruik om bene af te kap of iets nie.
Ja, en hy kan ook sê, nee, ek het al so geskiet. Ek het al, you know, you can help. We always end with a thought of the week. Let me just find that thing. Okay, this is now where Bernard says, why can't you just sort of...
Dit sal sandwich bar en moet wees.
What?
Hulle lewer mos alles op my kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike.
It's thought of the week. Here it is. This poop in water. I must finish now. There is health in wine. So you better to drink wine and talk stupid than to drink water and be full of shit. You know? Isn't that a wonderful idea? I think we just leave. What we do is we just leave the show now. We just walk away.
Okay.
Thank you, Alistair.
Bye, Leon.
Bye,
bye, cheers.
Bye-bye, like Alistair, it's a sugar CD, man.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.